Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Curiosity, spin the tales of Daniel and Robosaur. Defy explanation, leave you wanting more. All my fightings, government denies. J-Clone guides you through the lies. Flat Earth claims, they say there's no proof. But we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land.
Did you hear the Colossus Bioscience actually admitted that they didn't make a direwolf?
Like, they publicly said that they didn't do it?
Yes.
No, come on.
And that they said it was just a modified gray wolf?
This is real?
Yeah.
When did this happen?
Last week. I just keep forgetting to tell you.
So what did they say?
That, what I just said.
I mean, but like, and that was it? Just wipe their hands?
Yeah, they were like, no, of course it's a modified gray wolf. It was a lot of backtracking, like a lot of backpedaling.
So it was just a big marketing ploy. That's it.
100%.
That's all it was.
I was right.
So why were they? See, to quote one of my favorite high school coaches.
Daniel.
Oh, and I'm Wilbur. Welcome back to the Shack, where the truth is told. I think they say that in the intro,
I think
right?
They just said it right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, the truth is told. We know the truth. We won't be sold. That's the only thing I can remember off the rip. But yeah, I mean, so we knew it. We called it.
Yeah.
Called it here. You heard it here in the Shack. If you were listening to the Shack, if you follow us on any of the Shack stuff, Daniel Wilbur or those other guys at the Corn Show, they talked about this stuff too. And they were on it. They were ahead of it. You'd know if you listen to them. You do listen. You're here. You listen. So you know. You know. That's about it. I don't know.
Hey, and by the way, if you want to send the show anything.
Oh, yeah.
We have a P.O. box. So if you want to send art or anything like that, it is P.O. box 75, Ada, Ohio, A-D-A, Ohio, 45810.
We ought to add that to the description box for the show.
You write the description, so don't look at me.
I know. Oh, no, I'm saying... The royal we.
No, okay.
Ought to add that. You know, we as society and listeners, as a Shack community, need that in the description box. I know. I should probably do that.
But yeah, please. If you guys like art.
We've gotten some art.
We've gotten some really cool stuff.
It's really good.
So we appreciate everything everybody makes for us. But yeah, please, if you want to use the P.O. box,
send us
Wilbur
things.
Pays for it. So,
I just did. Yeah. I just paid the yearly subscription.
It's a lot to pay in 1 month, but when you think of it's like for the year, it's like.
Right. Yeah. It's not so bad. But yeah, but one chunk, it's like, really?
Because it's like, what, $90?
Yeah, pretty much.
88 or something like that. 88
round
change.
Up to 90. Yeah. Make it an even number and divide by five. You know, that's how my brain works. Oh, man. But yeah, no, I would like to get more stuff. We'll fill the walls with, we'll fill the Shack walls with your art and or anything you think the Shack needs. Maybe perhaps a plant.
I mean, yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, if you want to send plants, I'll plant them.
Which, those, I'm really excited about those, passion flowers. Passion flowers, I couldn't believe it. Found them at Walmart or something. I think I found them there and I found them somewhere else. I got a little packet of them. Or was it at when we were at Family Home and Garden?
Probably Family Home and Garden.
I think we were there.
They have a pretty extensive seed collection.
Yeah. Oh, so I got them. Passion flowers. They just look wild.
They should sponsor this show.
Family Home and Garden?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be sweet.
I just bought $300 in feed.
Ooh, you know, they really should. Actually.
So I will say, I don't trust a lot of big corporations that make animal feed. Because it's the same people that are making our food that I don't trust.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, as of this moment, I trust a local...
Purina.
Yeah, I don't trust Purina. Or any of them. I can't remember the Tractor Supply. Like, their brand. It's not their company, but like their main poultry feed supplier.
Isn't it Purina?
No, it's a different one.
Okay.
I can't remember off the top of my head, though. But Kalmbach right now, they're local.
Yeah,
they're,
I know them, yeah.
Yeah, they're in all the big stores right now.
Oh, wow, good.
So they've gotten some national contracts, but I actually know four. I actually know one of the nutrition scientists, her kids show at our fair.
Nice.
And she's very sweet. She's a very sweet lady. And her son and her daughter are very sweet. They help out all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
So as of now, I think Kalmbach's the right size to still be, to produce a lot of food, as in like poultry and livestock feed, and still be good people.
Yes.
I think it's because it's not huge, as in the number of employees they have.
Right. And it's right down the road.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, I know people that work there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so I buy Kalmbach as much as I can. So the goat feed is Kalmbach. The only thing I don't get in Kalmbach is the quail feed, because as of now, because like I said, it's not a huge monster company. They don't do anything with high enough protein.
Gotcha.
But I think they are planning on doing something next spring with that.
Maybe we can supplement their feed to add more protein.
It's just not cost effective.
Nah, fair.
To add, it's crude protein. So
we gotta start that mealworm farm and then start grinding that into it. There you go.
I mean, it would work. It's a lot of work to keep a mealworm farm alive.
I could do it. I don't know. I could do it. I just don't.
Yeah, but I like it because they have a big variety of feed, and they actually include a lot of small companies as well, local companies.
You're talking Family Home and Garden now, right?
Yeah. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. I don't know why I said that. I think that's what it's called. But now I'm like, it might not be called that. Let's do
now that. You got me all confused.
You're right. What's it called? let's Google Family Home and...
That's wrong now, I know.
Family Farm and Home.
Family Farm and Home.
Yeah, that was close. I got the home right. And farm's like garden. I think that other garden place we go to is called something like that.
Yeah, it is.
That with all the exotic stuff. Mm-hmm.
Man, it's not cheap though.
No, but it's awesome.
But you get weird stuff. Yeah. You want to find weird stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they actually, so I don't have hogs or any need for hog feed, but their hog feed is made, our local place, it's made in the same town.
Nice. Good.
So they literally get a separate pallet of hog feed that is made 2 miles away from there.
That's awesome. Good.
And also, I mean, this is not what the episode's about. If you're wanting livestock feed, a lot of small, grain elevators, which are where if you watch all the farmers or whatever locally take grain to, those are called elevators, which I found out recently, not everybody knows.
Oh, okay.
That they're called elevators, which I guess I took for granted growing up with what my dad did, you know.
Same with mine too, yeah. I guess. I never thought about that.
I was 3 years old in the basement and in the in a grain elevator.
Looking up in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
remember being a little kid, walking over the grates where it drops below. Yeah.
So a lot of people, I guess, not in rural or not, you know, born in rural communities don't know that those are called elevators.
That makes sense because an elevator is just the things you step in and takes you up.
Yeah. No, and it's because it takes grain up and dumps it from the top.
Right. Oh, I know that.
Yeah, but I'm saying for everybody at home.
Sorry, yes.
That it's called an elevator because there's a bunch of belts and scoops.
That pulls it all the way up.
Yeah, and fill those big tanks with grain.
Mm-hmm. And they're very, 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 very dangerous.
Mm-hmm. My dad fell off the top of
them. Oh, gosh, yeah. And I was saying dangerous, not even for that reason.
Oh, no, the people, if you sink in the grain, you'll just die. Mm-hmm. You just die. They have the rescue things now. It's come a long way since in the last 20 years.
But before,
you're still, so they have grain weevils. That's like little robots that's sitting there. So a human doesn't have to go in and do it anymore.
Oh, good.
Like, because why you'd have to go in there is it would get stuck. And
right.
And they'd tie a rope to you.
Oh, it gives me the heebie-jeebies just thinking about it.
But now they have like an RC car.
Good.
With a cinder block on it that sits there and through this.
With a cinder block, you're probably not lying either.
No, like, no, for the weight.
I know. Like the crude, but it works. It's farmer ingenuity. It really is.
No, they're high tech.
Oh, no, I know. But with a high tech with a cinder block like stapled to it.
not staple to it. It has a little, it has a little tray that you put the,
I know, I'm being,
you can add weight to.
I'm being ridiculous, but okay, zip tied. There you go. That's more appropriate.
Zip tied.
Copper wire wrapped around, you know, and get a pair of your flat nose pliers.
Zip ties, duct tape, and WD-40. Mm-hmm. It don't fix it. It wasn't broken.
Yeah, I've MacGyvered a lot of things in my life, and well, I know someone that works, but I work part time at a bowling alley. Sometimes I do mechanic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've held a machine together for 2 years with
zip ties.
It had zip ties, duct tape, and then I put steel wire around it because it was like a frame right in the middle, but it was an aluminum frame, and they only make them in steel anymore. But it was cast aluminum, so it's nice and light. But it's strong, but it's, if it gets enough bend, I guess it snaps.
It snaps. It's brittle.
You're right. But they're fantastic. So I can re-weld it. But this one, I'm like, come on, I can make this keep going. So I, like I said, zip tied it, pulled it in place, duct taped it real solid all the way, and then steel wired it. Held for 2 years. It actually started breaking in other areas where my spot was holding. So I was pretty proud of that.
Started giving out in other places.
There was yeah, exactly. There was another spot too. I found a piece of duct tape wrapped around holding this piece on that was like 3 years later that I'd forgotten about. And I'm like, huh? And I was like, oh, you're still there.
I just remembered my original thought why I was saying what a grain elevator.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry. No, that you can go to those places, and a lot of times they'll make their own, they'll make you small batches of feed.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right. That's, we went all the way there to the. You're right. Correct.
And you can ask for like 30% protein and stuff like that.
Oh, customize it.
Yeah. Our town doesn't do it anymore. So that's why I don't mess with it.
Mm.
But I still think the town nearest to us after that does it.
Do you think they would if there was enough requests for it?
Yeah. And that's why they stopped doing it.
So it stopped. Yeah. So if we kind of bring that culture back, shack culture back to the.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they would. I don't know. Because. I don't remember who owns this now, the one in town.
Cargill?
Is it?
No, I don't know. I just know that's a name.
Cargill owns Finley.
Do they?
In Lima.
It's just a big ag name, I know.
Yeah, I mean, Cargill owns a lot of grain elevators.
Okay.
But there's co-ops, too, and there's a lot of companies.
I don't know that company, co-op.
That's...
I'm joking.
I like that. You don't remember the walnut?
Huh?
You don't remember the walnut?
The walnut?
Their little logo looked like a pink and black walnut.
I don't know if I do remember that, actually. The pink and black walnut?
I still have shirts with it on it.
Maybe if you show me, it'll ring a bell.
It just, their logo, a farmer's design and a logo, and it did not go well.
We need to bring that back. You know, that's an aesthetic that's lost now. That, what was that, late 80s, early 90s? Crude, like digital advertising?
Wasn't digital. I think they drew it on something and somebody Xeroxed it.
Well, yeah, there you go. That's pretty crude. That's digital advertising, Xerox.
Gosh. What's today's episode about?
Oh, we're going to go over...
your guys' comments.
Comments on the shack. So we haven't done this, I don't think, ever or...
I don't think so.
Maybe at the beginning of the shack when it started, but it's been a while since I have... read up. A comment.
I'm pulling up mine too.
Where are we gonna start? You wanna start at the well, let's do, how do we wanna do this? You wanna do the name, the episode title, and then we'll leave their comment and read their comment? I think that's probably best and appropriate, so it's not just random comments. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. I don't care.
All right, so which one you own? I'll let you
I'm still pulling up. So I actually have the, mine may look different than yours.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because I have the actual feed.
Okay, fair. So you have the ones that, so not all, so some backyard or inside baseball. Mm-hmm. So we get all the comments through Spotify. We see them, but we have the option to approve or like to approve them publicly. So they're posted publicly, or if they're just sit, kind of we're in our approving limbo. And you were just telling me that you save them there so we can go back and read them. Because yes. We plan on doing this, and now we're finally doing it. But
because there's some I don't publish, not because they're not good,
but
because I want the research material. Because you guys put that stuff there, and I don't want it to get lost in the shuffle.
Right, right.
So if I don't publish it, it says, hey, you still have unpublished comments.
Yes. So here's first one I'm going to read from the pesticides. I'm just going
to
read.
And so mine's in the same kind of order. It starts from the newest. It goes all the way to the oldest.
I'll read the ones you approved. How about that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So from Joe, from the pesticides, herbicides, and genocide episode, he said, eat your Roundup and shut up and like it. You're welcome. From the Monsanto CEO.
Accurate.
Accurate. Thank you, Joe. That's a great comment. You get it. Okay, your turn.
Okay. I'm not going to say this person's name.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll stop saying the names.
No. I think those are fine. This is the comments that I have not approved.
Oh, okay. Okay, fair. You don't say the names, but I will on the publicly approved ones.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
This guy, I'm sorry, but I don't know what miscommunication we've had, but he's commented on a whole bunch of episodes. We talked about it beforehand. Yes, this,
okay. Oh, and so I don't know any of the comments that you're about to read besides like this one right here.
Yeah, well, he commented about 80 times. So
right.
So I feel bad for him because obviously there's some disconnect because it's not our opinion.
Right. Well, go ahead and read it, I guess.
Where did the episode you called all AR-15 owners like your buddy Merkel cowards and paranoid? Have to hide what you said from about us? Who's the coward now?
So if anyone that's familiar with our show knows that's very off brand. I don't
remember saying that.
Yes. Well, I think those reasons, those episodes don't exist because we never said it. Probably. That wasn't on our show. My response, I guess. That wasn't our show.
I think this poor person is very confused.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's probably the wrong show.
Yeah.
So that wasn't us.
I think you should have AR-15.
Yeah, I think there's no problem with it.
I don't like them personally, and it's nothing political against them. Just not my kind of gun.
Well,
but I have shotguns and rifles and handguns and everything like that.
I have two. I have a shotgun. Well, I guess two shotguns.
My brothers really like
ARs. Here, wait. I've got one shotgun, one and a half shotguns, and one and a half rifles. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
So I have...
Half?
Yeah, one and a half shotguns and one and a half rifles.
Okay.
So I have a 22 rifle. And then I have a shotgun that's like it's 12 gauge, 19, it's an old Springfield mm-hmm. shotgun. And then I have a circuit judge.
Oh.
So it's a shotgun or a rifle, 45 long, so one and a half.
I have a lot of shotguns. I have two rifles and I have a lot of handguns.
See, I think we are.
I don't like I don't like the tactical look of AR-15s.
Uh huh.
It's an opinion. Like it's just what do you call that? A flavor.
Oh, okay. You don't like the aesthetics.
I don't like the aesthetics.
Oh, I think they're fine. I like how
there's nothing wrong with them. I just don't.
You can add all the scopes and the grips and the extra clips.
My brothers are obsessed with them.
Yeah. Well, they're good too for taking out like wild pigs.
Yeah.
Like you've seen those videos. Like yeah. That's like a great. A tool for removal of them because they are very invasive or very maybe that's not the word invasive, but what's the word?
Just want to say that guy again. Sorry for the confusion.
Oh yeah.
I think I'm gonna guess that's a different podcast.
Yes. We do not share that opinion. But okay, next. You want me to do one?
Yeah.
Okay, next I'm gonna be on the blotting out the sun to stop climate change episode.
Okay.
From Howlin' Harry on the Prairie. Great name.
Oh.
He said, Bill Gates is heavily invested in lab-grown meats. Maybe that is why he wants to block the sun. That's not a bad theory. I like that idea. Well, yeah, because if you block out the sun, you can't grow grass or things that cattle need to eat other than other cattle, because that's what they're feeding them now on huge... cow farms, like industrial cow farms, are feeding them other cows. Gosh, and we wonder why mad cow's back.
That'll be next week's episode is the vaccine crisis with mad cow disease.
Hmm. So, yeah. Cows aren't the problem. It's how we treat them. And it's how
don't feed cows.
Right, yeah.
There's very few animals that do cannibalism how do I put this, constantly, as in a part of their diet.
Yeah.
And they're mostly reptiles that do that.
Oh, okay. What does that say? Reptilians. Some people say, you ever heard those theories about Bigfoot? That's why you never find the bodies, because they always cannibalize it.
No.
I heard that before.
Okay.
I was like, yeah, great. That's a great theory. You're on to something.
Maybe if they're like pigs. Pigs will do it. Pigs are bad about it.
Well, yeah.
But pigs will eat poison. They don't care.
No, yeah. Ready?
Yeah.
It's your turn, I think.
Oh, okay. This is from Rob. It's same episode, Blotting Out the Sun. I learned something new about Australia, apparently. We were all locked up in camps during COVID. Seems every American thinks that. We've lived like normal here. I still flew to work, shopped. The only other difference was having to wear the mask while outside, and the vaccines were not compulsory. The firearm thing, too.
Fire ant.
Sorry, the fire ant thing. Well, that's the first I've heard of it. Another myth about Australia is that we have guns, and in fact, we have more. So it's, I think we don't have guns, is what he meant to say.
He's saying another myth about Australia is, yes, we have guns here. In fact, there are more firearms now than before. I think he's saying the myth is, another myth about Australia is that they don't have guns.
Right.
He's saying, yes, they do.
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, so I think he's missing a don't in that sentence.
Oh, now I understand what you're saying. Correct. I think you're right.
Which is fine, but hey, leave another comment if we're wrong. Good show, by the way, he said.
Yeah, thank you, Rob. So
you had a lot to say about this one.
Yeah, because this is one of the ones you approved. So I read this and I was like, huh? So like in a good way, it was an awesome comment. So thank you, Rob, again. So when we were going through the whole COVID thing and everything was just nuts and they're putting all this propaganda on TV. Yeah, they were showing that on our TVs, on our mainstream media news programs, and on all of them, they were showing like these internment looking camps up in Australia. They were showing like it looked like little apartment housing, like one bedroom, one bathroom, and like a small kitchen where like two people would share like a duplex side by side with, and it was all fenced in and it was all like squared off. Like it looked Orwellian. And they said that's where they were going to take people that were sick so they can quarantine there. And they showed videos of people there and they were interviewing people that were in them. So that's what we saw. That's what they gave us. So that's why Americans think that's because that's what they showed us. And so it's what it felt like. That's what was going on there. And, it was pretty much the same here too. No, it was not the same. We didn't live life normally at all when that happened. When the shutdowns, it was not normal at all. Like, everything was shut down. We couldn't, there was nowhere to go.
I was traveling across the country when it happened.
Yeah, you played it smart. I stayed pretty much here. I mean, there's a lot to do at the house, but they shut down our businesses. I mean, we reopened. We reopened
some
after.
Some things reopened.
Yeah. But for like April through.
Half of our town died.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's different. Nothing's been the same since then. And then the fire ant thing. Yeah, it was an article we saw.
I've seen videos of
it.
Yeah,
Daniel saw it. So yeah, we've seen the articles.
I just shared on the DW Instagram one of the videos from a town hall where they're doing this.
Yeah.
So it may be fake. I don't know. I don't live there. So
right. We don't. Yeah. So
I definitely appreciate the reach out.
Yes. So if you have more information,
Either way.
Yeah, please. We want to know because we just want to know the truth. We want to tell the truth. We want the truth to be out there because that's what, I guess, at the end of the day matters. It's just the truth because we can all live our lives however we want to live it. But as long as we all know the truth, we can at least make the correct judgments of how we want to live it, I guess, in the way. I don't know. But when you're not told the truth, you're not living your life in the most truthful way, even though you want to be. It doesn't matter if you, beginning of it all, it's all a lie to begin with. I don't know. Ugh, it's frustrating. Makes you question things. Makes you want to burn things down sometimes, you know, and maybe internally. You know, this is all sarcasm. This is all sarcasm.
Satire
and sarcasm. That, yeah, satire is the word.
All right, you're up next.
Oh, so that was it for that episode. So I'm going to jump this state-funded mobile gas chambers. Hey, which, didn't we have an update on this? What?
I think you're going to read the update.
Oh, okay, okay. Oh, you're right. Right here from Chief Caleb. As of May 11th, they apparently stopped gassing geese. Woo! But I really doubt it. As a Michigan resident, I'll keep an eye out for anything suspicious. Ooh, Chief Caleb, if you've got any updates, please let us know.
Yeah, so Chief Caleb was right as of, I think, on both accounts. What?
Sorry, I read the next one. Sorry.
Oh, I'm reading that one.
I know. That's okay. Sorry.
No, I think Chief Caleb's right on both accounts. That yes, they did publicly say that they're not going to continue that program.
Uh-huh.
And I seriously doubt that they're not going to continue the program because the gas chambers are already built.
Right. Yeah, they already made them. And did we? I don't know if we posted a picture of them, but you can find a picture of them. It's just a crude thing built into the back of a Ford Ranger that they like slapped together with.
I mean, it's a gas chamber. It's, yeah. It's like somebody ripped it out of one of the places they put down dogs and stuck it under the bed of a truck.
Yeah. And just to kill geese.
Next one's from Joe. Killing the geese, they are hiding terror. Kill the geese, they're hiding terrorists. Kill them all. Stop the next 9/11.
Right, yeah. So I love this comment probably more than you think. So did you know that Obama, I think in 2000 and... could be wrong. On
the guy that won the Peace Prize?
The Nobel Peace Prize winner, Obama.
Recipient.
Recipient, yes. Repealed, I think it's called the Smith-Mundt Act.
Mundt?
Mundt, I think. And I could be, and it's something around that. But that threw away, that was the right to a speedy, or right to a fair and speedy trial. So he repealed that, and the law is now that as long as you're designated as a terrorist, domestic terrorist, environmental terrorist, just as long as you have the terrorist moniker attached to you, you can be imprisoned. So as long as they label you a terrorist, they can imprison you with no trial, indefinitely.
They can do whatever they want, yeah.
So it's repealing the right to
them having a trial.
Yes. So all they gotta do is call you a terrorist. And like I just listed three little like examples real fast. There's many more.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we're operating now. So that right. So just so if you notice when he said they're hiding terrorists, like, of course that makes sense. As long as the government says something's a terrorist, they can go after it. So like in this case, kill the geese. They have terrorists in there. Of course the government's going to go after them. It's crazy. That's ain't that nuts though. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
There you go. I hope everyone learned a little something new.
All right, you read the next one?
Yes. I'm on the next episode.
Which is what?
Goats on the homestead, efficient meat and milk.
Which I have my goat pens built.
Yep, we're just awaiting the goats, right?
I have to go to a wedding, so I think I'm waiting until after that.
Probably a good idea.
Just because the people that would be taking care of them when I'm gone are the ones I'm getting them from.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Yeah, I'll take your goats. Will you just bring them over and take care of them and watch them and feed them and water them for me? Bye.
Well, just eat because I was going to have to take them back out there when we're gone.
Right, yeah. So what's the point? Just
keep them 2 more weeks.
Right, yeah. Okay, he said, this is from David. He said, rhubarb stalks are perfectly safe to consume. It's the leaves that are toxic. Now I want fresh cherry rhubarb pie. Thanks, guys. Now,
I couldn't remember what.
Well, okay, so no, I've heard that many a times that all rhubarb is like poisonous or toxic.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember being a little kid and like kindergarten. I was either in kindergarten or just before kindergarten because I used to go to my friend's grandma's house that she used to babysit us because it was like 2 blocks. I could see my mom's work basically. Mm-hmm. So my mom liked taking us there and dropping us off and going to work. So, but my friend obviously was there too. And we'd always play in the backyard. And I remember finding these big leaves under that was up like near her porch, these big leaves at the base of this tree. And they had these big, bright red stalks. And I had to be rhubarb. And I remember picking it and like smelling it and smelled good, but I bit it and I ate it and it tasted great. And I thought it was like, this is cool. I found like candy. That was like my thought. I was like 4. But I remember this red thing, and I always wondered what it was. And as I got older, it had to be rhubarb. But then I always learned, rhubarb's toxic unless you cook it or whatever, you know? So I'm like, well, it couldn't have been that. But I swear it had to have been rhubarb. Had to have been.
I don't know. I was always told it was, but maybe that's something they tell you.
Well, I believe David. Okay, you better look it up since we're publishing this episode. I like rhubarb pie. I thought it was good.
Yeah, so the stalks are safe to eat. The leaves are poisonous.
All right. Well, I'm glad I didn't eat the leaves, but man, I remember eating that stalk. It was bright red. It was so good.
And it really depends. The level of severity is all over the place.
Okay.
Some people just have
mild or nothing.
Gastrointestinal cramps.
Mm-hmm.
Some inflammation. Some have like constipation, oleic acid production, and death.
Oh, and death. Okay. I was going to say, what do you mean? That just sounds like dinner. What you feel like after dinner.
Yeah, so it says, everything online says the stalks are safe to eat, but I don't know.
Sweet. All right.
So yes, rhubarb can be poisonous. It's just eating, right. Knowing what you're eating.
I picked 2 May apples today.
Did you eat them?
No, they're not ready yet, but they're big enough to where I'm like, all right, I'm grabbing you now. So I'm hoping I'm just going to wait and see if they turn yellow. Because they said, at least what I read online, they'll ripen off the plant. So I'm grabbing them now because everything else, any other one I found was the size of a pea.
Yeah, I was walking through the woods yesterday, they were all turned over. Or deer already got them.
Gosh.
Deer and turkeys like them a lot, too.
I don't think they even care if they're yellow yet. I think they're just getting them early.
No, I think they're checking every day, all day.
Yeah, okay. Just waiting for it to turn, like, bam, bam. The moment it's, like, shifts to yellow. Oh, that's why I found, like, 4 dead squirrels under that patch today.
Yeah. Huh? They got them early. They're really toxic until they're not.
Right, yeah. If you know what a mayapple is. If you don't, why don't you just do a little Google search? And
they're really toxic unless they aren't.
Have you? Well, yeah, they are. Yes, exactly. But you learn a little something. Learn about a new little plant.
Next one is on Grow Your Own Supermarket. David says, great episode, especially after seeding and planting I did today.
Ah, there we go.
It's a good one to listen to when you're doing that.
Where are we at? That was under which one?
Grow Your Own Supermarket.
Oh, so we're down a bit.
Yeah, okay. I didn't. Did you have comments on other ones? I didn't.
Nope. I guess I just didn't. I didn't get there to look yet. All right, here we go. We got one on the bird flu pandemic part 2, electric boogaloo. Joshua said, yeah, but those, wait, but House Bill 124.
Which I don't know. Let me look up what
House Bill 124 Joshua, is. We're about to find out what House Bill 124 is. Joshua, the dark wizard. That's what his name says. I like it.
Just 124?
Yeah, House Bill 124. I don't know if it's like H or, you know, House Resolution 124. I don't know for sure.
Oh, I hate looking up anything like this.
I mean, it's not like the government makes it easy to understand. I still remember when Colonel Lieutenant Vollmer, whatever.
I'm going to assume. Eliminate period of limitations, rape, prosecution, or civil action. Which is getting rid of the statute of limitations on rape. Which is good. If you rape somebody, you should go to jail.
Prison. Agreed.
I don't think that's the correct thing, though, that he's talking about.
Maybe not, but unless we had some kind of comment about it during the episode, I have no idea. Well, Joshua, maybe we need further clarification.
Definitely. Because there's other how... there's like 5 things called House Bill. Okay, I don't know. I'm funny to say that. I don't know.
Uh-oh.
What?
You want to read the next one?
Oh, I'll read it, yeah. It's about me.
Is it?
Yeah, on European principles.
Yeah,
it's about me.
Okay.
Ellie, you're about to get lit up in the comments. Brush hogs have regular blades, not chain links. How would that even work? Because I was talking about seeing a new type of brush hog. Like it may not have been Brush Hog brand, because Brush Hog is a brand.
Okay.
Talking about the things that you put on your Bobcats or your tractors and stuff that just eat brush.
Right, yeah.
So I seen a new one that had chains.
Uh-huh.
Not like chain link, not like fence chain link. Like big anchor chains.
Right. Like chains you pull stuff with. Yes.
Like a weed whacker has the
I've seen
plastic
those.
Cords.
I've seen the chain stuff before.
So this is a big metal chain they put on these instead of blades to spin around.
Yeah.
That's what I was talking about, but I think I probably did say chain links. Used the wrong word.
You probably did. Well, they are links, I think, still. Yeah, but you don't refer to them as that.
Chain link fence is, typically, you know, when you say chain link, you think of chain link fence.
Right, yeah, I see that, yeah.
So that was the correction.
Ah, okay. So there we go, Jameson. I hope that is more clarification. Chains Well, we just did it. Whatever. Okay, Rob is the next comment. Same episode, European principles decided by the government. Love this episode. I have, what's that say? 3.3 Win mags and shoot out Winchester mags.
I have 300 Win mags.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. And shoot outfitter in them. I don't know outfitter. I guess I'm just not as familiar with guns.
300 Win mag is a gun.
Yes, I know that.
Yeah.
But
so
I don't,
he has three of them is what he's saying.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah, I understand that. I shoot outfitter in them. I don't know what that is.
I'm going to assume it's type of a bullet. I don't know, though.
Oh, okay.
The next, DW Potluck, The Return of Lisa. Jay should already have a hatred of Starbucks considering... Oh, so this is from David. Jay should already have a hatred of Starbucks considering 9/11. All Starbucks in Manhattan wouldn't serve tap water to people covered in dust out of fresh air streets because it was against company policy. Look it up. It was a thing. I don't know who Jay is.
Yeah, I don't know either. Maybe he...
I think he meant you.
Huh?
I think he meant Wilbur.
Oh, maybe.
I think he got confused.
Maybe we mentioned a Jay guy or something in the episode Probably. Or something he was talking about. But
I believe that would be a company thing that Starbucks would do.
But you didn't read it like how he typed it.
Company policy.
Yeah, he typed it. No, I read it more like... covered in dust, fresh off the streets,
like
because it would get company. Yeah.
Where he's like a chicken.
Yeah. Okay. I did not know that there was a thing, David. I would, thank you. I'm going to look into that actually probably today. I can't believe that. Here, I've got one for the episode. They stole my chicken.
There's a lot on this one.
Yeah. And, I do want to say that the name of this episode is just a good little, if you know, you know. It's a song. It's a great song by Keith Frank. They stole my chicken. They stole my chicken. Look it up and brighten your day. All right. By Shield Maiden for Christ.
They're a Patreon member for Cribs of Corn podcast.
Oh, all right. Actually, I knew that. No, I didn't. No, Wilbur didn't know that. New to Wilbur. Dang it. Okay, here we go. Go look at the YouTube channels Perma Pastures Farm and the Permaculture Consultant and watch the videos on the chicken tractor on steroids. It's a way to efficiently and affordably raise plenty of meat and eggs and get amazing compost to improve your soil and everything else you grow. Ooh, let's give that one a little extra like there.
Yeah, check those things out.
Why can't I? There we go. There we go. Yeah, absolutely. The Permaculture Consultant and Perma Pastures Farm. All right. And the Chicken Tractor on steroids. All right. I will absolutely. Thank you, Shield Maiden.
All right. Why don't you go ahead and read the next one, too?
Okay. Howlin' Harry on the Prairie. Another comment on the They Stole My Chicken episode. One of our local radio stations reported on Facebook yesterday that in one county in southwest Missouri, Neosho County, 4 million egg-laying chickens.
Like they have that many chickens in one county.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. I did a report on my YouTube channel about 130-plus million birds killed since 2022 in Missouri. Hal and Harry on the Prairie on YouTube and Facebook.
Check them out.
So he's saying he did a report. Poor about 130. Oh, killed since 2022. And there was 4 million.
With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Whether you're looking to buy your dream home or rent a sweet apartment, give Redfin your gotta have it wish list of property features, and you'll receive real-time notifications tailored just for you. Ready to see it up close and personal? Scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Don't wait to find your perfect match. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But DC politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
So I'm trying to 130.
We may need to watch a
plus
video.
Million. I'm just trying to do like that in my head. That's a lot of freaking birds. That's not many left if there was 130 million. But that's the whole state. Still, that's a lot of birds.
A lot of birds. Kay says, love the show, but can you do bird flu episode where we get more facts and info? I have 40-ish chickens, 12 ducks, 3 geese at home, so I've been watching the bird flu closely since 2020. Could you do more research on how bird flu is transmitted from cows as well as domestic cats? It is easier for the disease to transmit to humans via cows or cats. Just looking for your take on what it is, more research behind it. I know you all are very busy, and I'm sure everyone's, or any more info would be great. And we actually did an episode about that 4K, because we did an episode titled Avian Flu and did more information about the mammals.
Electric Boogaloo 2, right?
That was this one. Oh, no. Yeah, that was... You're right.
Okay, I thought so. Say we already read the comments from that one. Yeah, bird flu pandemic part 2, electric boogaloo. So thank you, Kay, for that comment. That inspired that episode. Much appreciated.
Yeah, no, and it's definitely a thought. Like, so your guys' comments, just so you know, do spawn episodes.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. So please, we're with this episode, we are encouraging you to comment, leave us thoughts, ideas, if you agree, if you disagree, anything. Like, we want to be more involved with all this stuff going on in the world. Let's see here. What's next? We got home remedies. Do not try this at home. Oh. Wink. Is that the right episode? Or
yeah,
I skip
that's
one?
Fine.
Oh, okay. Did I skip one?
No, you're fine.
Okay. Lying in bed reading wrote, Grandma would drip warm butter in for an earache. I think it's mostly about the pressure. Now, that's interesting. So, when I had an earache real bad, my mom would put this stuff called sweet oil.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that is?
No.
I don't either. Let me look it up. Sweet oil. But she would heat it up, and it came in a little bottle, like a little amber-colored bottle, just said sweet oil on it. She'd heat it up and put it in my ear with a cotton ball, and I'd lay on my side and let it drain into my ear. Helped.
We just put grandma oil on everything. I still don't know what it was.
We're going to have to figure that one out.
I don't know if I've ever fully shared that story on here. There was a giant jar, and it cured cancer. At least Grandpa Daryl believed it did, because he got cancer, and he rubbed it on it, and then he didn't have cancer anymore.
There's something to it.
And he never got chemo or anything like that.
Grandma oil.
But it was this giant jar. I mean, probably a 3-gallon jar. Maybe 4-gallon. It was huge.
Yeah.
You know, like an industrial pickle jar.
Okay. Glass. Gotcha. Yep.
You know, and it had, we always grew up calling it grandma oil, because when you were sick with anything, grandma would get it out and put it on you. Great grandma and my great great grandma would do it too.
Yeah.
So it was from her mom.
Okay.
So four generations ahead of me.
The things we get lost.
And there's still a little bit of it that we save, literally, that my mom has.
Just to preserve it?
For emergencies. Like, yeah. If anybody gets cancer or anything like that, we're going to rub them in it. But it has two distinct colors in it. And you're supposed to shake it up before you use it, because it settles out.
Uh-huh.
But the bottom is like this white layer that is just nasty, fluffy-looking stuff. And the top layer is not, like, not motor oil black, but like dark water black.
Mm, all right.
It's a really viscous oil.
How much, like...
It reeks.
Ugh. Did it always reek?
Yeah. No, it's... Yeah.
Did it always look like that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, when I remember when it was like half full. And
yeah.
It's like,
and it still looked like that?
It's like a tenth full now.
Yeah. Oh, man. We got to figure out... Someone's got to be able to, like, synthesize the ingredients out of it, right?
Yeah, I think it's probably melted down grandma's.
Well, that's why you call grandma. How hard do you have to squeeze her to get it?
Well, I think it's like how people make their own tallow.
Their own tallow?
Like when you take beef fat.
Oh, okay.
You make tallow.
Gotcha. Yeah, probably. Just melt so
my
grandma's.
My great-grandma did that. Ugh. Caught other grandmas. And
she caught grandmas, mm-hmm. Yeah. She trapped them. Make grandma oil. There can only be one. She holds up a little like.
That's the one that died at 101 because she was ready.
So who oiled her?
I think she did it herself.
She's what's left in the bottle.
Oh, no. When she died, she turned to dust.
Okay.
Because she stopped rubbing the oil on her.
Oh, see, I thought she absorbed all the oil, and then she becomes the oil. Maybe that's it. You didn't jar her.
No, I remember her 101st birthday.
Oh, that's so terrible. Why are we talking about this? Terrible.
And she told us, like, thank you guys for coming to my birthday. This will be my last one.
Oh, gosh.
I just want to see you guys one more time. We're like, come on.
Yeah.
She died, like, 3 days later.
Yeah, when you know, you know.
Oh, she was ready. She's just like, yeah, I'm going to go see Jesus now.
Yeah.
Just wanted to make it to 101.
Yeah. I mean, it's a special number.
Checked out.
I looked up the...
sweet oil.
Yeah, and it just says it's another term for olive oil, or it can be a blend of olive oils with almond oil or essential oils.
I can believe that.
Yeah, but I just remember mom warming it up and dripping it in my ear, and it felt nice going in, and like you could feel it, you know, dripping into your head, basically. But a nice warm sensation. It kind of coated whatever hurt. I don't know. I haven't had an earache in a long, long time, but that's what I used.
I get them all the time.
Really? Sweet oil. Sweet oil.
And I think it's because...
You go down the right... Oh, never mind. Yeah, they're gone.
Peppers?
No, Rite Aid. I was going to say, you can go to Rite Aid.
I miss Peppers.
Oh, Peppers drugs. I know. They were awesome. And Gardner's. You don't remember Gardner's, though. And Gardner's was the bigger one.
I kind of maybe remember Gardner's, but we were a Peppers family.
Ah. I think we were a Gardner's family.
Because they would... Okay, I'm old enough... Barely to remember when they let me buy cigarettes for grandpa.
Okay. But that's small town stuff, though.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go to Gardner's, and you can... Do you remember the pink bubble gum, like, medicine?
Yeah.
So I used to go in there, and they let me, like, mix it up and, like, shake it up, and they was awesome.
You know what? Now you say that, because it's still there, because it's a whole different thing now.
Peppers is. Yeah. Oh, Peppers. Yeah.
The little office that's back there.
In the back?
I remember being a kid, because it's behind where the pharmacist used to be. I remember going behind, and I just would go sit back there whenever my grandparents were getting stuff or whatever. And the pharmacist let me just talk to me, whatever.
Yeah.
They were a family friend.
Right.
So I knew the pharmacist as a little kid and stuff. I didn't know him, but I'm like,
and not to go back
a trust
and sit
person.
With yeah.
Yeah, so small town.
Good memories.
And then grandpa would send me up with a yellow scratch pad note for a carton of cigarettes and candy with money stapled to it.
And you got it. That's the best part.
I couldn't read, and I would hand it to them.
Yeah.
And they would give me that stuff.
Right. Well, yeah, you were young enough, they know, well, he's not going to use it. Oh, that's hilarious. Good stuff. Yeah, so that's what happens. And then old Rite Aid moved into town, knocked these two local pharmacies out.
I think Pepper's closed before Rite Aid opened.
Maybe. Either way, these two local pharmacies, you know, just running the mill, salt of the earth people, just making communities thrive and be healthy. They got run out of town by big corporate Rite Aid, and then now what happened to Rite Aid? They're all gone. Now what's the town left with?
Nothing.
Crap!
The ONU one is not working.
No, it's bad. It's bad, and the medical, they're just give us stuff that helps your symptoms. They don't fix any problems. Okay, next comment.
Agriculture, fish farming, and hydroponics. High Park Hoodlum says, I've eaten 2 apples worth of seeds, and I've gone straight to the gym. Had an awesome workout, and I've been consuming apple seeds for years now. They are harmless, and the cyanide is basically a myth. Chewed them up, and they blend them into stuff, never felt a twinge of sickness. Yet have myogen cyanide, but have consumed upwards of 500 seeds. Basically just saying, because I think in that episode I was talking about that.
I think I remember you saying it, mentioning it.
Well, it was that one guy. It wasn't even our thing. It was one of the guys that was like using like the hydraulic channel. So he was using, like, he has one of the big hydraulic arms and just crushes stuff.
Yeah.
So he made his own apple juice and was crushing apples with it.
And people were like, you can't drink that juice because the seeds.
Yeah, full of cyanide.
Yeah.
And he did a cyanide litmus paper test.
Uh-huh.
But it did turn blue, so it did have cyanide in it. But this comment saying, hi, Hoodlum Park, that it's either not the right type of cyanide or it's just still not enough.
Not enough.
There's cyanide
actually
in all kinds of natural things. It's just.
It's trying to cyanide us right now.
Yeah, no, it's a pro, you know, it's
yeah
something that's in us. You read the next one?
Yep, next one's under LA fires. American infrastructure is crumbling. That's what the title was. by Dave Hard. He said, you know, I don't think there's anything into it, but I just had the thought. You know, I probably should pre-read these, but here we go. I didn't. He said Karen Bass and the BLVD, which Karen Bass was the mayor of, was that LA when the fires happened. And the BLVD, which I'm guessing is the BLVD.
I don't know what BLVD is.
I'm thinking some, I was going to say police department and the BLVD and the Capitol bombing in the 80s. Look into it. So he's saying she had was involved like in the government at that time. I don't know. Communist terror group, and she was at the top and had a speech about burning the capitalism to the ground. Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting, Dave. I didn't.
You know what that comment just made me think of?
Uh-uh.
You know, Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank.
Yeah.
I don't care for him. He is like a capitalist.
As through and through.
Making as much money, maximize profit, doesn't care, whatever. What's her name? The big eyes, the crazy eyes politician lady.
AOC.
AOC. She has the tax the rich shirts.
Yeah.
And he wears them because he's like, I'm a big fan of hers. He's like, because she is saying all this stuff, and yet she's an extreme capitalist. He was showing the things behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Her shirts have an 82% profit margin on them. And he's like, she's a great capitalist.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't matter the message on the shirt. Mm-hmm. It matters if the shirt will sell.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the government works and the people in it unfortunately work too. They don't care about us. We're not in the club.
I think that's a good place to stop on this one.
Okay.
So when we come back, we'll do this again later and we'll read the new ones and we'll start at food is cruel or food too cruel to eat.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do that. And then all the new comments that come in after this episode. So please share your comments below Spotify. Leave us 5-star reviews. That would be very helpful. And we'll read those too. We need more reviews to help this show grow. That's the easiest and freest way to help it grow. And this show is 100% grassroots funded. We have not advertised it at all, ever. It's just you guys finding us, and that's what makes it great. So we just keep the Shack alive. Shack mentality will grow, and it grows with you guys. It grows with all of our listeners. It grows with just being on the Shack frequency. You need the Shack in your life, and we need you to make the Shack possible. So continue the Shack enjoyment. Give us the Shack comments. The Shack's ready for it. The Shack needs it. The Shack out. If you're wanting more, all my fightings, government denies. Take clone guides you through the lies. Flat Earth claims they say there's no proof. But we know the truth. We're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mouse hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor sealed, governments involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education failed. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from net control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. Living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mouse hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education failed. Collecting rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold.